A Buddhist, the job of what they teach you is that you should quench desire, and if you're able to quench your desire, your earthly desires, then you get in exchange for that enlightenment. But isn't the quenching of a desire, is that not a desire?
Right, and you came into the physical body because you wanted to do that in the first place.
Exactly. So you come to the place that even the principle by which that you're supposed to gauge your world on begins on a false premise, because if you quench desire, that's a desire. Well, how do you quench desire? We have readings that we do, and we say, okay, here are the rules. The only rule is that there are no rules. Well, but that's a rule. So there's one rule. The only rule is that there are no rules. So no rules. Whatever you want to talk about, that's fine.
That's the labyrinth of the mind. That's the labyrinth of the mind. There always will be a rule.
It's a conundrum that you come to the place and go, well, you said there's no rules. Yes, there is. There's one. The only rule is that there's no rule. So that's the rule. So then, you know, then it's the chicken and the egg process, and you're trying to figure it out. But don't worry. Hang on. If you have problems with it, it'll be over soon. It'll be over soon. You don't have to worry. The contrast will take care of it for you. Don't worry.